Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good Sunday morning. This is Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. I'm Shaw Gage. This is Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. Glad you're with us this morning. Had a great conversation last week talking about judgment. This week we're going to be talking about something I've brought up a time or two over the past several weeks, but it's the word heartitude. Heartitude was a word that the Lord laid on my heart years ago as a teacher, and it's just basically the attitude of your heart. And it seems to relate to people, and I think we all understand what that means. But I was going to read this morning from Luke, talking about the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And I think it'll hit home. It did with me as I was preparing this week, but glad you're here with us. Look forward to hanging out with you on this Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. This is Shaw Gage back with you here on Mix Sunday morning. We're talking this morning about Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And this is a parable that Jesus shared with those that he was around. And it says this. It says, "Also he," being Jesus, "spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing far off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me as a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." We're going to break this down this morning, following up a little bit from our conversation last week about judgment and just what is our attitude, what is our heartitude, and how do we live life, and how do we approach others when we come into contact with them. Happy you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee, listen to the music, and I'll be back with you here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're breaking down Luke chapter 18 this morning on Mixed Sunday Morning. This is Shaw Gage talking about Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. And I want to focus on this first little segment on the first part of this verse. This is verses 9 through 12, and it's talking about the Pharisee. And again, as we talk this morning, I just want you to be thinking about your own life, about your own heart, and I'm doing the same, and I did this as I was preparing, but you know, are we like the Pharisee or are we like the tax collector? Because it's two opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to their humbleness or their lack thereof in front of the Lord. But this first few verses, 9 through 12, the Pharisee, he's all about comparing himself to others. I mean, he's saying that, you know, thank you, God, that I'm not like these other men, these extortioners, these unjust, these adulterers, or even as this tax collector standing right over here next to me. And you know, he's not talking about his humbleness. He's not talking about being in tune with the Lord. He's just trying to say, well, I'm not as bad as these other people. So it's almost a comparison type of a deal here. And he's basically saying he's not so bad because he doesn't do A, B, C, D. And he's really just trying to impress God by his lists, right? You know, he gives, you know, he fasts twice a week. He tithes of all that he possesses. And he's almost listing it out like, A, God's going to be impressed by that. And B, like God doesn't already know that. You know, God knows our hearts. And that's what, you know, it took me a long time to realize that. I can lie to other people. I can conceal my true feelings from other people. But God knows our hearts. And my parents did a really good job with us, raising us and talking to us. My mom would always look at me, who was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. And as a little boy, I remember she would always look at me and she'd go, "Well, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but God knows the truth." And y'all, I would be so convicted about that. And I would just go, man, okay, gosh, she's right. And it's true. And, you know, do we forget that he's the creator of the universe? I mean, he created it all from beginning to end, and not just us, but the whole world. And, you know, there's nothing we can hide from him. And so when we're praying to him, and like this Pharisee, if we sit there and go, well, thank you, Lord, that we're not like this and we're not like that, and you know, it's just not productive. And I think we need to have a humble heart when we're before the Lord. But it's a pride issue, and we want to judge others because we want to look better than others, and we don't want to be, you know, society tells us, you know, to even more so today, we don't want to be looked down upon. We don't want to be less than anybody. The marketing gurus out there are pointing at everything. Hey, look, take a selfie. Burger King, have it your way. There's all these different slogans out there saying, hey, it's all about us. It's all about us, but it's really not. It's about serving the Lord and about serving others. And when we get right down to it, it really just gets into a pride issue. You know, I was sharing with some guys a couple of nights ago on a Bible study that I do with some of my former students. And, you know, we just reiterated the point that when we talk about sin, when we talk about strife in our life, 99.9% of the time, it's usually a pride issue. And we're just not getting our own way. But that speaks to our heartitude. Again, I know it may be a different word. You may be going, what is that? But that's basically the attitude of your heart. And think about that this morning as we hang out for a few hours, listening to some good music on this mixed Sunday morning. You know, are you judgmental? Where's your heartitude? Are you like that Pharisee? Coming right up here in a few, we're going to talk more about it and talk about the tax collector and the other side of that spectrum. Thanks for being with us this morning on Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage, hanging out with you on Sunday morning. Hope you're making it all right through all this pollen and coughing and sneezing and itchy eyes. But, y'all, it's short term. But isn't it beautiful outside to see everything blooming? It's my favorite time of the year. We're talking this morning about the parable of the tax collector, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector from Luke chapter 18. And we've already discussed the Pharisee and his righteous prayer and what he thought was so great. And, you know, the one thing we got to understand here is this Pharisees, you know, they're the rulers, they're the elite of the elite, and they want to be seen, and they've got the fancy titles and probably the money, and, you know, they're the well-to-dos of the day as far as society's concerned. And we talked about the Pharisees' heart and how he's comparing himself to others and judging others almost, and the way he's talking about, well, Lord, thank you that I'm not like these other people, and even that tax collector standing over there. But now we're going to talk more about the tax collector. And verses 13 and 14 say this, "And the tax collector, standing far off, would not so much as even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me as a sinner." You know, I just think that's so cool that the tax collector, and again, to understand the full context of it, a tax collector that day was kind of the lowest of the low. You know, they may have been collecting taxes, and they weren't very highly thought of in the society back in Jesus' day. They were almost scoundrels, if you will. They were just, you know, because a lot of them would steal the taxes. They would do things that were not so pleasant to collect the taxes, and they just weren't held in very high regard. But here's this tax collector standing far off from the Pharisee, and he's just, man, he wouldn't even look up. He was ashamed. He knew he was a sinner, and he just asked for God's mercy. And, you know, he was very humble in that respect. And I wonder how many of us today pray like that and just admit that we're a sinner. You know, again, like we talked in the last segment, God knows our hearts. He knows what's going on. He knows our motives. But do we try to fake it, or do we just fall before him and go, God, we need you. We need a Savior. It's all about his mercy, and it's all about his grace. He knows that we can't do anything to be saved. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. We can't create it. We just have to admit our need for a Savior. You know, that's what a sinner does. You know, we have to, or that's what a sinner should do. We need to admit that we need a Savior. And Jesus Christ is exactly that. Do you know that this morning? If you don't, you know, just confess it to him and pray to him and just say, Lord, I need to know that you're real. And I'm sorry for what I've done. Lord, I don't want to be that person anymore. If you do know him, that's great. But if you don't, get it right this morning. Be humble before him. That's all he asks of us. He's not going to be impressed with our lists like the Pharisee listed out, or how much money we give, or how many times we've been sitting in a church service, or, you know, whatever it may be. The Lord is not impressed with things that impresses humans. He's impressed with our hearts. He's impressed with our humbleness and the fact that we ask for that grace and that mercy. And here's the tax collector exemplifying that exact thing and just saying, Lord, I'm not good enough. You know, there's nothing I can do. It's all about you. It's all about your grace. And y'all, when we do that, that's confessing to him that we do need him as a savior. And the word says, if we do that, we'll spend eternity in heaven with him. And who doesn't want to do that? So I ask you that this morning. Do you have that personal relationship with him? Do you have that sincere heart that's asking for grace and for mercy? And if you don't, shoot us an email, shoot us a text, let us know on our Facebook page, or call us here at the station, and I'd love to have that conversation with you, or meet with your pastor or somebody that you know knows God's word. And all you got to do is just humble yourself before the Lord and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. So my question to you, if you don't know him this morning, why wait? Why wait? Have that conversation with him and be humble before the Lord. Be back with you here in just a few on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're talking about heartitude this morning. We're talking about the differences of what our hearts can look like. We're talking about the parable that Jesus shared back in his day between the Pharisee and the tax collector. And you know, it just gets down to what the attitude of our heart is, and that heartitude, as I've been referencing. I love that word, and it's just something the Lord laid on me years ago as I was a school teacher, and it really opened my eyes in a different light to not only my own walk with the Lord, but for my students and anybody that I talk to these days. But it just, you know, it makes sense, the attitude of your heart, your heartitude. You know, God knows. He knows the true attitude of your heart. You can conceal it from others, but you can't conceal it from him. You know, I learned a long time ago, life's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. And that's a direct correlation with what's in your heart. Is it full of pride? Is it full of arrogance? Is it full of the sin and the junk that we know we're not supposed to have? Or is it humble? Is it confessed? Is it clean? Have you confessed that stuff out of your heart? You know, are you jealous? Are you angry? Are you upset with somebody? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a true reaction to human emotion. But the wrong in it is when we hold on to it and we let those feelings harbor in our heart and our hearts become hard. And we become like the Pharisee where we just totally miss the whole relationship with Jesus Christ part of it. You know, when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and changes us from the inside out. But if we've got that sin and that resentment and that anger and that jealousy in there, there's no room for him. There's no room for him to change us from the inside out. And, you know, I think it's just that's true in my life. And I know when things are not good and when I'm angry and when I'm upset, I've got to sit down and look at my heartitude. And a lot of times when it's not good, I'm like that Pharisee. And, you know, I think back to years ago. I've shared this before several weeks ago, but I had a sales job up in Nashville, Tennessee, and the company that I was working for was in some financial trouble. And this was January of 2009, early January, and my wife and I were sitting there having a conversation, and she knew I was stressed, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm good." And I said, they're not going to fire me, you know, and my pride was elevating. And this was a reminder of this when I was reading and preparing this week, but my pride elevated because I know it was, because the next thing out of my mouth was I said, "You know, if it comes to layoff, they're just going to let one of those warehouse guys go, or a secretary or somebody. They're not going to let me go. Here's big shot, you know, Mr. Fancy Pants here." And, you know, I said, you know, who would fire a sales guy? You know, we're the big dogs. We bring in the money, right? And we're commission sales guys, so it's not even going to hurt them if our sales are down or whatever. But I was there exalting myself. Well, y'all, two weeks later, I was humbled because the company I was working for, they called me in for a sales and budget review meeting, and basically it was a termination meeting. And they said, "Thank you for your time here. It's been a great 5 years, but unfortunately we're going to have to let you go." And it was just, it was tough. It was heavy, and it was humbling. But it was what needed to happen, because had that not happened, I would not have gone back to school in my mid-30s and gotten a teaching degree and spent 5 years teaching and coaching up at Grace Christian Academy, which was a fantastic time in my life. But, you know, that's a whole nother story that we'll talk about some other time. But it just reminded me of what my heart attitude was at that time. And because I was exalting myself, there were some other factors in that as far as, you know, the economy and what was going on around us. But I believe I was humbled for that reason. So check yourself, you know, check your heart this morning and pray. Spend some quiet time. You know, I've been talking to a friend of mine about that. How often do we get away? How often do we get quiet anymore and spend time with the Lord? You know, there's so many distractions coming at us with phones and computers and TVs and emails and, you know, just get quiet. Get in your quiet space, in your prayer closet, or just out in the backyard by yourself where there's nothing coming at you other than just you and the Lord. And ask Him to examine your heart. And just, where do you stand? Are you judgmental? Are you like that Pharisee where you're comparing yourself to others? Or are you humble before the Lord like the tax collector and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I just don't even deserve it, but I just beg for your mercy. And I believe when we do that, like God's word says here this morning, when we do that, when we're humble, we will be exalted. And when we exalt ourselves, we will be humbled. And I'd like to know what you think about that. Pray about it this morning. Glad to be discussing it with you here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Our Proverbs reading this morning is from Proverbs 16, verse 5. It says this, "Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished." I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of that group. I don't want to be somebody that's proud in heart. Because the Lord doesn't like it, and we're going to be punished for that in the end. You know, I think it goes in line with what we've been talking about this morning. You know, what is our heartitude? Are we like that Pharisee? Are we comparing ourselves to others and listing out the things that we have done to impress people and not God? Or are we like the tax collector where we're humble and we're seeking His mercy each and every day? It's easy to get wrapped up in this world and ourselves and the wants and the needs and the selfishness, but y'all, it's not about that. It's about the selflessness. It's about being an impact or having an impact on others and putting others before ourselves. And look, not only the cool people, not only the people that we love, but that's everybody, strangers, the people we may be mad at, the people that may not look like us, the people that may not vote like us, the people that, you know, we don't necessarily associate with. But be grace-filled. You know, extend that grace, extend that mercy to others like He extended to us. And I think it'll take care of itself. You know, years ago as a young salesman, I heard this quote, and I wanted to share it with you because people see sincerity. They see when somebody's humble, but somebody shared this with me, and it changed my dynamic in relationships with people. But this old sales manager in Chicago, Illinois, told me one time, he said, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And you know, it's not something you can fake. And I thought about that quote this week as I was preparing for this morning. And, you know, you think people thought that Pharisee cared about him? No, he cared about himself. And so he was a turnoff to other people, and they probably didn't want to be around him. And I know when I'm like that and I'm arrogant and I'm prideful, people don't want to be around me. I know I don't want to be around people like that. But when you care about people and you're sincere and you're grace-filled and you love people and you're genuinely trying to put others before yourself, people are attracted to that. People go, I want to be around. What's different about that person? What's different about her or him? And it's able to start a conversation. And when people go, hey, there's something different about you, and you go, yeah, you know, there is, but let me tell you, it's not me. It's Jesus Christ and what He's done in my life. And it's just a great conversation starter, and it can help build the kingdom in a mighty way. So that's my encouragement to you this morning. Be real, be genuine, be an encouragement to those people in your life. And let them know that Jesus loves them, that everything's going to be okay. Happy to be hanging out with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5, Shaw Gage. Been a pleasure hanging out with you this morning. Just so glad you've been listening. I want to thank you, number one, for listening. I thank you for your patience in me as I'm learning how to do this radio thing, and it's been fun. It's been a great time, and I hope you're encouraged, and I hope you know that Jesus loves you. And I had a company I used to work for, and they had a slogan. They even had a little mascot, and the mascot's name was Eggbar, E-G-B-A-R, and that stood for everything is going to be all right. So I want you to know that everything is going to going to be all right. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening, just pray to the Lord about it and reach out to somebody. Have others praying for you. You know, get a hold of us through our Facebook page. We'd love to be praying alongside with you, whatever's going on. But just know it's going to be okay because Jesus has got you. When you trust in yourself, it may be hard, but when you trust in Him, He's going to blow your mind in ways you could never imagine. Other thing I want to talk about or remind you of this morning is, you know, let's be a nation of humble tax collectors instead of prideful Pharisees. Let's change the world. Everybody talks about this world is dark and it's, you know, it's just so divided and all this. But you know what? We can let it be that, or we can go out and impact the world, and we can be humble instead of prideful. And remember, it starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. God bless you. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back next time on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.